Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely
I'm
will vote.
going to vote. Definitely will vote. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like then for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, a neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
A favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Then we have Larry Hogan. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Larry Hogan?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Yes, I recognize.
And do you have... And yes, do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Chris Chafee. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable of him?
Neutral for him.
Neutral for him. Thank you. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Oh, boy. Who would I vote for? Larry Hogan. Probably Hogan.
Larry Hogan. Thank you. And do you support or oppose USA to Ukraine?
I oppose aid to Ukraine.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support U.S. aid to Israel.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is securing and protecting our southern border.
What is it? Very important, and what else again?
Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important when deciding who to vote for.
Very important.
Thank you. The next one is economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Somewhat important.
And then we have job creation and economic development.
Very important.
And the next one is being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
You're asking, do I support him?
Yes. When you are deciding who to vote for, do you find being a candidate who supports Donald Trump very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important factor?
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Thicke will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicke, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have Robin Thicke says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicke, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is, Robin Thicke is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicke will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicke, or does it make no difference to you?
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while all the Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicke, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A conservative Republican.
And would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
18 to 39.
Thank you. And yes, with this we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.